Right, can I have six or seven, perhaps eight of kids who are here? And the youth, if there's any youth? Yeah? Brilliant. Okay, right. Now I'm going to need some adults as well. Okay. Right. Okay. So, what I'd like us to do is, I've got a really, really quick question for you, and I'm pretty certain the adults will already have thought about this. And I'm pretty certain you'll get this pretty quick. So, anybody know? What's important about that number? It's how many days till Christmas? Woohoo! There you go. Yeah, look at all those adults looking really happy, especially the parents. It's brilliant. Okay, 54 days to Christmas. You sound like you've all just got up. 54 days till Christmas. Boring. What was that? You'd be happy if it was two. Yeah. But then there's all that shopping and stuff. Okay, hands up those who think the most important thing... Oh, no, I'll rephrase that. How many people really, really, really enjoy Christmas shopping? Is that it? Enjoy, as in go out and... Yeah? Brilliant. Okay? Excellent. Well, in a sense, when we've already done it when we talked about birthdays and stuff. It's all about celebrating, okay? And we're kind of thinking about celebrating, aren't we? We're kind of building up, and we've got the shoeboxes already, we've got the Christmas quiz and stuff. Has anybody's parents started Christmas shopping already, do you know? You've already told them what you want, I thought so. And what response did you get, Caris? What did Mum say?
You pay half of it.
Not a bad deal. Not a bad deal, okay? A little while ago, I said to James he could have this massive big Lego set, and if he'd saved up half of it, I'd pay the other half. It was really expensive. So I thought, good 6-8 months, get it for Christmas, everything would be fine. So he went off, and he managed to wangle his grandma and granddad's arm, and he came back about a week later, I've got half the money. So I had to do that. But anyway. So we're going to think about that, and the idea of that is preparing. What does it mean to prepare? Adults, you can have a think as well. What does it mean to prepare? Sorry, get ready. What does that mean? What does it mean to get ready? Go on, Tom. Get yourself dressed, yeah? Getting ready? Get yourself stressed. Makes most people stress pointing to Dad. That's brilliant. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Actually, it does sometimes, doesn't it? So we can get stressed, but what kind of things do we to get prepared? Write lists. Brilliant. We write lists. Who writes lists? Anybody write lists? Okay. I write lists, but I can never find them. So when I've done them, and that's actually true. Put them on your phone. Yeah, brilliant. Okay. When I'm teaching, okay, in the class, and I'll put some homework on. Okay. Used to be they'd write it in the planner. No, the phone's come out, they take a photo of it now and take it home, and that's their homework. So you can kind of write a list, take a photo in it. Well, I've got something. I did a little bit of a search on the internet, as you do, and one of the first images I came up, I can't remember what I typed, but it was a bit strange, and I came up with this image about being prepared. And I thought, okay, I have no idea, but there was this picture. And I thought, well, that's one way about being prepared, isn't it? So, is it Kawasaki? It possibly is. Should we move on, Tom? Kawasaki. So, but seriously, when it means prepared, okay, I was having a bit of a think, and I suddenly came up, and I was digging around, and I came up with this. Okay, this is not mine. This was James's, and I have no idea how we got into that, but that's what happens. Okay. You could become in a cub. Well, you'd be getting one of these. James has lost half his badges and stuff, and he's lost the most important ones there. Look, I think I nicked them off him, actually, but anyway. And this is a cub outfit, okay? And why have I brought this with me? Yeah? Yeah, they are. They're doing a remembrance parade. Yeah, that's one thing. Any adults? The motto is be prepared. And if you have a look here, I just thought I'd show you. Now, this is my leader's outfit. Okay, and I can never get my woggle in the right place and stuff like that. But this is the leader's outfit. Okay. And it's got the scout thing on. It's got everything like that. Sorry? I know we don't get badges. I don't put my badges on. I'm not a cup. They give me these badges, and I'm like, thanks. My thing. and the motto for that is be prepared. Does anybody know what the scout law is? Adults, any scout law?
Do my duty to God and to the Queen and to be a good scout at all times.
Round of applause. However, That's the Scout promise. It's not the Scout law. Does anybody know what the Scout law is? God. Okay. Yeah? I promise to do my... to do my best. Promise to do my best to think of others before myself. And to do a good turn every day. Okay? And the big motto is all be prepared. And they've been prepared, and that's what they've been prepared for. That they've been prepared to always do their best. Okay? And there it is, to think of others before themselves and always do a good turn every day. And that's kind of what it means to be prepared. And one of the things, what the theme we're thinking about this morning is about being prepared. Okay? And we're all ready for Christmas. Okay? Karis has got her phone ready. Yeah? Excellent. So, if we look at the next slide. This is a Bible verse, okay, and this is something we're going to be touching on a bit later on as well. And it says here, keep the Lord Christ holy in your heart, always be ready or prepared to answer everyone who asks you to explain about the hope you have. So you're at school, somebody says, why do you go to church? And we might say, yeah, let's go along there, they've got nice biscuits, coffee's nice, things like that. Yeah? And if you, guys, if you think that it's hard for you, it's also hard. We do it as well, don't we, adults, sometimes? Somebody might ask us, and perhaps sometimes we're a little bit... And we say, oh, yeah, I got to church, and we did this, and we did this. But it's really hard to say, actually, I went to church because I follow Jesus Christ, and, you know, I love Jesus, and he's my hope, and he's my light, and that's why I go. And that's quite a hard thing to say. And it's a really hard thing to say when you're in school, somebody asks you, perhaps in the supermarket, but at work, things like that. And that's a challenge for us, and this is what this is saying. It's saying we should be prepared to tell the people why we really come to church. Not for the coffee, not for the biscuits, although those are all very nice. And there's the challenge. That's one of the real big challenges for us. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about what that might mean. Okay? But